Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It looks like November out there today, doesn't it? We've been rather blessed with a glorious, glorious fall. Can you believe it? We're on the brink of Thanksgiving already. It's hard to believe that in 2 weeks we'll be taking our Christmas tree out of the attic and setting it up. Feels like I just put it away last month. But I think we're all looking forward to that season. I get the sense when I'm in neighborhoods, lights are already up. They're already shining in the homes. I think that's a great symbol for all of us that we want light in the midst of this darkness we're dealing with. The readings this morning, especially the gospel, are just spot on for this time of year. I think the church knew what it was doing when it was setting up the gospel book and lectionary. There's a neat little story I have to kind of kick things off to get us moving. There was this Sunday school teacher. She was a teacher of preschoolers, and she was concerned that her students weren't picking up on that Jesus Christ is real. And they were right on the brink of the Christmas season, and I think, as you're aware, the Christmas season kind of lacks focus on the birth of Jesus and the reality of that. And she wanted to emphasize that He and His birth were real. So she asked her class, where is Jesus today? And Stephen raised his hand, and he said, well, Jesus is in heaven. And of course, Mary, she raised her hand, and when called on, she said, He's in my heart. Then there's little Johnny, reminding me of Arnold Horshack. You don't go back a few years, right? Oh, just waving his hand furiously. And then he just blurted out. He didn't even wait to be called on. He says, I know, He's in our bathroom. Well, the whole class got very quiet, and they looked at the teacher, and they waited for a response. And the teacher was a complete loss for how to respond to Johnny. So it took a few seconds for her to gather her thoughts, and finally she got her wits, and she asked little Johnny, how do you know where he is? Little Johnny said, well, every morning, my father gets up and he bangs on the bathroom door and yells, good Lord, are you still in there? Four years ago, I reported the following to you during a homily that I presented. Quote, Jesus stopped by St. Joseph on Sunday, July 31st, during the 10:30 a.m. Mass, and he had the audacity to infringe upon my afternoon. He arrived in the appearance of a young couple looking for shelter. Shelby County did not offer shelter for the homeless, and the closest shelter I could find was in Greenfield, 18 miles away. The couple had no transportation, so taking them to Greenfield was of no help. I would just be stranding them in another town, another town's problem. I had nothing to offer, no solution for the problem. So I went back to my air-conditioned home, ate lunch, and chewed on the fact that I did not provide a solution for the couple. Jesus came to our door. I sent him away. My hope, my prayer is that the next time Jesus stops by, we will have a solution and not be a problem. And it won't be a problem to say, come on in, Jesus. We've been expecting you. Stay with us for a while. Unquote. Well, dear friends, Jesus has stopped by again. And where is Jesus today? He's here. Jesus is here, and he's here because you set the welcome mat out for him, and you've set it, and you continue to set a table of plenty for him. You see, you welcome, and you serve the hungry, the thirsty, the strangers, those in need of clothing, those in need of care, comfort, and companionship. And each time you have, and each time you do, you see, welcome, and serve Jesus. Jesus is here in those you serve. And by serving them, you are Jesus to them. Jesus is here. I'm truly amazed by the increase in your ministry during the course of these past 4 years. your outreach and your stewardship over the course of those 4 years. The pandemic has hindered and frustrated your efforts this year, but your fervor has not diminished. Your passion to serve Jesus is evident in nearly every aspect of life and ministry of our faith community. Our Perpetual Adoration Chapel, St. Vincent de Paul Society, St. Joseph's School, Youth Ministry, our social media outreach ministries, and all the meals that you serve here, and we serve at St. Joe, maybe not as much recently, but you'll do it once we get over this. They're just a few examples of the enthusiasm, commitment, and devotion you exhibit in serving Jesus. And thank you to every ministry chairperson, coordinator, council member, committee member, volunteer, associate, teacher, staff member, catechist, and benefactor. You are the hearts, hands, legs, feet, fingers, and toes of this body of Christ. And please know that your service and generosity are immensely appreciated. The Lord has blessed us with two amazing shepherds. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for sharing Sister Joan and Father Mike with us. By God's grace, the Holy Spirit's guidance, and Sister Joan's and Father Mike's leadership, we have become healthier, happier sheep. A healthier, happier flock. Their love for Jesus and passion to serve are marvelous examples for us to follow. And their examples have fed us. Thank you, Father Mike. Thank you, Sister Joan. God bless you. And may God continue to bless us through you. Now, for the record, I'm not sucking up. I don't get paid for being a deacon. Matter of fact, I made a pledge before I was ordained that I would never accept payment for being a deacon, and I'm not on the payroll at either parish. So there's nothing in these words for me, at least monetarily. It just so happened I was on Facebook yesterday. I don't even know why. Well, I know why now that I look back. And I just happened to run across a post from Father Todd Goodson, a dear friend of mine and pastor at your previous home, Our Lady of the Greenwood. And he posted, if we did nothing else outside of the Mass and disposing the sacraments, the gospel that we heard today is what we are to be about. If we did nothing else, do that. Well, you're doing that. And I wonder what the answer will be a few years down the road when I ask, good Lord, are you still here? Good sheep of St. Vincent and St. Joseph, what will your answer be? Yeah, it won't be bad. It'll be yeah. And I close by offering this following reflection. And it came upon me as I was reflecting over preparation of this gospel. And what I heard were, I heard the words of the people you have served. And I heard words from my heart. Imagine us saying to you, the people of St. Vincent and St. Joseph are my shepherd. I shall not want. In verdant pastures, you give me rest. Beside restful waters, you lead me. You refresh my soul. You guide me in right paths for the Lord's sake. You spread a table of plenty before me in the sight of all that oppresses me. You anoint me with your loving, healing care. My cup overflows. Because of your love and mercy, my life is blessed with goodness and kindness for all the days of my life. Thank you. Good people of St. Vincent and St. Joseph parishes, you give and you give and you give. Blessed are you. And the sheep say, amen.